previous Yorim, we explained the different kits of Bagdol Yisrael and different events, positive and negative, that occurred in the world at those times. And we finished off with the question, what is the difference between the Kitzin of Gdol Yisrael and the Nevuah and speaking about Mashiach that the Rebbe has done throughout the years? So let's first explain a little bit what the Rebbe spoke about. We know the famous Maimer Basi Lagani, the first Maimer the Rebbe said by the Kabbalos HaNasius. The Rebbe got up and he said a statement. This is an Ois Gimel of the Maimer. That this is what we demand from each and every one of us. The Der HaShvi from the Alter Rebbe. The all Kol HaShvin Chavivin, all sevenths are beloved. That even though the dish that we are in the Der HaShvi, it wasn't our choice, it wasn't through our Aveda, and it could be we didn't even want it. Nevertheless, with Kol HaShvin Chavivin, we are in the ikfas of the Mashiach and the end of it, and our avoid is to bring to finish the Shechina should come back down, not just the Shechina, the main Shechina should come back down to this world. In other words, the avoid of the Rashvi is to bring Mashiach b'poyol mamish. This the Rebbe said, and the Rebbe said numerous times that we are the last generation of Galos, the first Dur of the Geula. But these are all different sikhas that speak about the relevance of Mashiach to our times. The sikha that we are going to focus on is the sikha of Shoiftim Tov Shinun Aleph. It was in the heat of the summer, on the heat of the Mashiach campaign, and is actually on the eve of the Crown Heights riots, that the Rebbe came and he's made a very, very dramatic statement. The statement was later written up by the Manichim and was given to the Rebbe to look over, and the Rebbe was Magid, and this is it. Page 792 in Sefer HaSichas. It is Ois Yud Aleph in the Sikh of Shoiftim Zayin Elul Tov Shinun Aleph. Hot men di hoira kenal, we have the above mentioned directive that we should be mefaris and we should spread out to all the people of the generation that we merited that Hashem had chosen and appointed somebody that has free choice, which is really so much higher. Personally, he's on a much different level than the rest of us of the generation. But nevertheless, he should be the judge and the advisor and the Navi of the generation. That he'll give us directives and advice in our avodah for the people of this generation, all in aspects of Torah and mitzvahs, also to their day-to-day lives in Yonim, and the way that we act, b'chol d'checha de'eyu, until the Rebbe says, "Bees, the nevuah ikris, the main nevuah, the nevuah as la'al to legula the nevuah." The Mashiach is ready to come, and here it is. And take me ad mamish hine zeh Mashiach ba, and right away here Mashiach is coming. So what do we see? We see that the Rebbe tells us that I'm letting you know that Mashiach is coming in a way of nevuah. And here is a very fascinating line that the Rebbe added, and it's a Ha'ara 116. He says, Loirak b'tor chacham v'shoifet, I am not telling it to you as a chacham or a shoifet, ela b'tor novi, I'm telling it to you as a novi. Shezel b'vado, so that means that it has to happen. And he says, look into the maimorim akzorim of the Alter Rebbe. What does it say over there? In that maimer, the maimer is entitled Chacham Odif Mi Novi, and it's describes a fascinating thing. He asks, what's the difference between Nevuah and Stama, Aruach HaKodesh of a Tzaddik? So he says like this, a Tzaddik with Ruach HaKodesh and things like that, He sees things the way they are, lamaila. And the example he brings is a ketz. They see a big thing. However, says the Rebbe, it could be that when that big thing comes down to this physical world, it sort of diffuses itself into something negative. Because the energy that they saw was a great energy, but we were not zoiche to have it in the real way. However, nevuah, says the Alter Rebbe, is on one hand lower. They don't see things in high level. Nevuah means it's already here, they just saw it before you. In other words, already past all the heichalis, all the tzimtzumim. It's already in this world. A Navi sees what's already here. It may be a little bit ahead of time, but it's already past the border, so to speak, of Elam Hazeh, and now it has to happen the way he says it's going to happen. In other words, when someone says something as nevuah, it's not a ketz. A ketz means I see something in Ruach HaKodesh in the higher worlds, and I hope when the you'll be zeicha, we will be zeicha, that when it comes down here, it should come down the way I thought it would be, and I hoped it would be. But it could very well be that something negative is going to happen. Like we said, the case of Tavches was the problem with the Kazakhs, or Tavreshai and Gimut, World War I, so on and so forth. All these things were great years in potential. But when it came down here in this physical world, it sort of came out in a negative way. However, when something is said as nevuah, it means it's actually here and it has to happen the way it's the Navi said it would. So when the Rebbe says that I am telling you that Hine Zeh Mashiach Ba, so we know that the Geula is already not in Atzilus, not in Bria, not in Yetzir, it's not in some higher echelon of different spiritual worlds. Rather, it's already here in this physical world. It just has to become the our reality. It's something that we have to do, not to create it, not even to make it come down, just to make it come out. But it already is the reality of the world. And that's why we see that after this sicha, that the Rebbe said of Nevuah, how the world is ready and the Mashiach is ready to come, the world started going through different changes, getting itself, preparing itself, and bringing out in itself the reality that it really is. So therefore, if someone were to ask you, what's the difference between the Kitzin and what the Rebbe said about Mashiach, the answer is simple. The Rebbe spoke in terms of Nevuah, while everyone else spoke in terms of Kitzin, of Ruach HaKodesh, etc. When the Rebbe says it's Nevuah, he says clearly, Loirak b'tor chacham v'shayfet, ela b'tor novi, shezeu b'vados, that means it's something real in this physical world.